Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks again, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you at Real Golf on X is where you can find us. Search for us where your favorite podcasts are found as well by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Great show for you. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, will join us coming up later this hour. We'll also welcome in America's favorite caddy on the back nine, hour number two of the show. Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Hoops Vision. Go to hoopsvision.com and you can save $1,000 by mentioning Real Golf Radio on your LASIK procedure from the pros at Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com. These guys have worked on many a major champion and some of the top players in the game of golf. Trust their eyes to Hoops and hoopsvision.com. Be sure to check them out. Thanks so much for their sponsorship, and thanks to you for tuning in each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. So much to get to around the launch of TGL, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty gutsy. If you're going to launch a brand new entertainment avenue, source, whatever, and you have Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy as ownership and as participants, pretty gutsy to not lead with Tiger and Rory playing in that. But hey, good for them for being there and commentating and making kind of being part of the whole atmosphere. Maybe there's some strategy around they weren't the lead off, but they were there because they were that interested and invested, and so should you be. And maybe that was the message that they sent, but I can't wait to see those two go at it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see them just as a part of TGL and what type of viewership comes in because of that. Tiger moves the needle, and anytime he's on television playing regular PGA Tour events, the needle moves big time. And for him and Rory to both be involved, and we'll see both of them in all the matches that they'll be playing and that kind of thing, it's good. It's good for the game, and it's good to bring people in and viewing.
Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, we have one in the books, second underway, Sony Open in Hawaii. We got Hideki going deep. We got players that are taking advantage of their first full field start this week. And I'll tell you what, there is a sense of urgency, isn't there, Bob? When you only have 100 cards available, down from 125, you better get after it. We'll get into it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back, Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks again for joining us here on the show at Real Golf on X. Join the conversation. Thanks to those of you who tuned in and chatted with us last week. I thought it was really good. Had a conversation about one of our listeners, Bob. He said he's been listening for 20 years, wants us to back off live. Said, quit talking smack. They're the best players in the world, and he likes it. So we had an honest conversation, and he likes the format. He likes the shortened versions of it, and he likes the players. And so that's okay. If you like it, you like it, right? I mean, it is what it is at this point. I stand by why I don't like it. It doesn't appeal to me. It's not hitting me, but maybe I'm not the target audience that they're going for. Nevertheless, I appreciate you for tuning in. I told him to DM us if he admitted to listening to us for 20 years. We had to hook him up with something. So
yeah,
we'll see if he does. But anyway, yeah, engage with us. Hit us up at Real Golf on X, and of course, download us where your favorite podcasts are found. We thank you for joining us. And again, talking a little TGL. So let's start with that, Bob. My initial reaction was, again, like we mentioned in the first open, I liked the tech. The tech was cool. Like the whole thing about it had a level of coolness. It sort of was like other arena sports. You know, there was that element to it. There was a video game type element to it. And then there was just the golf element to it. So this idea of, it's kind of like the first time I went into a Topgolf. And that actually is an interesting comparison, because the first time I went into Topgolf, I was blown away. And I still enjoy going to Topgolf, but it's not something that I regularly try to schedule. Like I don't want to say it was an anomaly, but it kind of, given the opportunity, I just soon hit balls in a simulator as I would go to Topgolf, unless it's for some sort of like networking or party or something like that, right?
Yeah, so, the social aspect behind it.
Right.
And the thing that Topgolf has done is it's brought more people into the game because of that social aspect and the ability for people to go and try out the game.
But haven't you heard we're not doing grow the game anymore. It's shrink the game. We're going back. We're starting to reverse that because tee sheets are full. Golf courses are overwhelmed. So we've gone too far with this grow the game stuff. Now we're going to try to shrink it down. Just wanted to make sure we got our narrative correct here for 2025.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So
shrink the game.
That's right. Golfsnofun.com. Play pickleball. Those are our taglines this year. Thank you for joining Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you by golfsnofun.com. Actually, I don't even know if that's a website, but it should be. If nothing else, it's a
tongue in cheek. Play pickleball instead.
That's right. Play pickleball. It's brought to you by Pickleball. Play pickleball. By the way, pickleball figured it out, didn't they? Like,
oh yeah,
pickleball was brilliant. It's cheap. It's not time consuming. You don't have to have any particular skill, or endurance or fitness level. So anyone can play it. Like, it's brilliant. Yeah. Like, it golf. What's the barriers of entry to golf? It's expensive. Okay, pickleball's not.
Yeah,
it's time consuming. Pickleball's not. It's expensive. Pickleball's not. Like, there's, like, to me, it's like the easiest thing. Like, and it's super easy. And golf is super hard. So, I get it. Pickleball wins. Like, if you're gonna start a new sport, that's your model right there. Pickleball.
and going back to Topgolf, that's one of the reasons why they came up with that version or that model of being able to try it. Because anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, whether you hit the ball good or not, whether you've ever played before or not, you can still go and do it and have fun and enjoy eating and socializing with friends and all that kind of thing.
So that's a good point. There's so many targets out there. It is almost tough to miss a target at Topgolf.
Yeah. And it does. And it really doesn't matter, especially if you're just starting. It doesn't matter if you hit a target. It matters if you hit the ball.
And by the way, let's make it double decker. So even if you get the ball off the little mat, it is in the air already. So there's that.
Or a triple decker. Yeah.
All right. So back to TGL. I liked the tech. I thought it was intriguing. It was something different. The thing that I didn't get out of it was the banter or the competition.
Right.
And that's just because it was all one-sided. Like, it wasn't even close, right?
Yeah.
And so to me, there's got to be a way to, I mean, Hammer is all about giving you a chance to catch up. It's like you're playing a match and it's a press, right? You're pressing. And so you add these extra bets in there to try to cover the deficit and make it still competitive. Because if you're five down with six to play, you're kind of done, right? If you're in a match.
Yeah.
But then you can go ahead and press. Now you got a new bet. It's zero on the press, right? You're 0-0 on the press. Let's go. You got a new bet in place. And so you can throw that hammer out there and you can do some things. The problem is now I'm forgetting which team it was with Oberg and those guys. They knew they wanted to keep the hammer, so they never dropped the hammer because then the other team would have it and they'd be able to basically press. So by keeping the hammer in your pocket, you prevent the press. And that made it so they really couldn't come back because that kind of doubled the bet. So you could actually win a hole and get 2 points as opposed to just one. So that was something that I think they need to address. But look, the technology, the setup, the presentation, all super good. The play-by-play was fun, but didn't get a lot of banter and didn't have the competitive interest that I thought it might have just because it was all one-sided.
Yeah, and I think the banter will come. One of the things, you know, you and I were watching the broadcast and talking on the phone, and one of the things that necessarily they need to have jump in quicker in that lower scroll bar is they need to have you know, the stats the spin ratios and all that kind of stuff. That stuff needs to be quicker because, you know, sometimes it was take a half a minute before that bar would pop up and you'd see how far the guy hit his drive or whatever.
Yeah, we have a short attention span. So when you're watching the ball fly through the air, you want to start to see that and be able to gauge it rather than wait for it to all finish out, calculate, populate, and pop in there. Yeah. So, no, I'm with you on that for sure, but... Yeah, really, really good stuff. I would like to see more, and Ryan Ballingy, our good friend at golfnewsnet.com, I retweeted this from him, and he said he wants a little more lean into that green. Like, the fact that the green actually moves and undulates and spins, I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And he said, hey, maybe lean into that a little more. Like, wouldn't it be cool as they are ready to start doing the putting, they do a quick zoom in onto that green and it actually, you see it, here it goes. And it's almost like the presentation. Like, now we present the green change. And it goes, you know, and it starts to move and undulate and ba-ding, now it's ready to go. Players step on and get ready to putt. Not that you have, you don't need to take a lot of time for that, but it's just a little bit of a, hey, show that happen because that was pretty cool stuff.
Show that technology. Absolutely.
I was sitting with some...
Now, is the green synthetic?
Green synthetic, yes. And that's the challenge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other, the tee areas are grass.
Correct.
Grass or sand. And that, I thought that was really, really cool. I sent you a snapshot of them pulling out the tee area for one and then replacing it after these guys played. So, you know, that's what's really, really cool. They do that in the NFL. They do that in college football and baseball and that kind. They replace the turf on the field. And of course they're going to replace the turf there in the arena.
So if you were given the opportunity, Bob, would you rather hit off of grass, real surfaces like that, grass and sand, or would you rather putt on real surface?
I think I'd rather hit off a real surface.
And putt synthetic?
Yeah. Synthetic's fine.
I don't know. I think I'd go the opposite. If I could have my druthers, I'd rather putt on... Oh, yeah. I'd rather putt on natural grass and hit off turf. You ever get to the range on their mats only that day? You can't miss them.
I know, and that's the problem. That's the point.
But
if you hit it fat or you chunk a little bit, then it's going to result. Where if you hit it fat or whatever on a range mat, guess what? It's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like the fact that they have the technology to do that, I'm just waiting for them to have the technology to do the greens as well, and then you can actually capture some short game. Because it's even though there was some pretty cool short game wizardry, it just doesn't react the same, that synthetic stuff. It's just not quite there. But hey, look, we're being nitpicky. The fact that they pulled it off and what they did was fun. Keep it up, TGL. We love it. We got to take a short break. We'll talk more about this, hit some of the schedule, get into the PGA Tour and more. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks again for joining us here on the show. Once again, good friend Rex Hoggard will be joining us momentarily. So stay tuned for that with Caddy on the back nine. Hour number two. Talking a little TGL. Let us know what you think at Real Golf. Join the conversation there. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Let's talk about what we saw so far on the PGA Tour last week at the Century. Hideki Matsuyama. I mean, are you kidding me? I don't know. That obviously is a record for 72 holes. But
yeah,
my goodness, did they take advantage? And I can't wait to hear what the caddy has to say. I'll just go ahead and save him the effort. When you have perfect conditions with no wind and soft greens, there's nothing you can do to stop these guys. And that's what we experienced last week.
Well, and there isn't. You can try to hide the flags as many times as you want on golf courses, and if there's not anything that's going to stop them as far as the wind or the elements are concerned, then these guys will light it up. And because they're not having to worry about a lot of wind, they can just take dead aim on their shots, and they're not having to worry about the wind when they're putting or being buffeted by the wind when they're over their putting stroke. Yeah, these guys, it's why they're the best players in the world. And it is amazing to watch them when they get on their game.
3.6 million, 700 FedEx Cup points. That's pretty good stuff. Hideki, 35 under par, 65-65, 62-65.
Yeah.
How about that? Imagine Morikawa. He shot 66, 65, 62, 67, and was three shots back. Really?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. Sungjae Im finished third, Johnny Vegas fourth. Ludvig Åberg, by the way, how good was he at TGL? I think, that guy's, he's a superstar in the making.
Yeah, yeah. It's he's a phenomenal player, and to think that he's only been on tour a little over a year, that he went straight from college and immediately won on the European Tour, and then he's won on the PGA Tour, and he is just taking the golf world by storm.
Low round amazing of the day on player. Sunday. Yeah, low round of the day Sunday, shot 64 to finish in a tie for fifth with Corey Connors, Thomas Dietrich, Sam Burns, Maverick McNealy, Cam Young, and Tom Hoagie and others there tied for eighth. Tony Finau.
This blows me away.
Yeah,
wait a second. This blows me away. How many wins do you think Hideki has on tour?
I think Hideki's got like six.
Hideki Matsuyama picks up his 11th PGA Tour victory. Had no clue it was that many. Did you?
Obviously not. I said six.
265 starts, gets 11 wins at the age of 32.
I should have known better than that, though. I mean, I think he had a four. I think we talked about the best winning. See, I think he had a. I think he's had a couple of three win seasons. So that shouldn't surprise. Shouldn't have said six. That doesn't really bode well. Max Homa shot 19 under par, tied for 26th in his Cobra debut. Justin Thomas also at 19 under with Will Zalatoris and Willie Z 65-70-65, but then 73 in the final round, Bob.
Ooh.
And he dropped 20 spots.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a guy we're watching this year.
Yeah. And we were talking about Tony Finau in the first round. He shoots 65 or 66 in the first round. He shot six under par. And then he went out and he shot like even par the first nine holes, and he was getting lapped. He dropped from like top 10 to, top 26. And then made four birdies coming in and that kind of thing, and got him back up to about 15th. But if you didn't take it deep last week, you would get lapped and go down the leaderboard really quickly.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily love that, but I don't hate it. I think it's okay. I'm not too concerned with I'm not too concerned with the guys going super low. I don't think everybody needs to sound alarms. It's just, you know, it's an outdoor sport, and if you get absolutely perfect conditions and these guys are firing all cylinders, like we said, there's nothing you can do about it, and they're going to absolutely tear it up. So it's a big golf course. It's not a tight golf course. You know, similar to Black Desert, when we played it, it was 100 degrees. It was absolutely perfect. There was no wind, and guys went low. They didn't go this low, but they went low.
Yep.
So it's just what happens.
Just what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway,
it's fun to see that people like to see guys make birdies and stuff like that. Not everybody's sadistic and wants to see them in U.S. Open competition where they're struggling to make a par or even a bogey or a double bogey. People like to see birdies and eagles. And so it was good.
Speaking of Black Desert, Matt McCarty, who picked up his first PGA Tour victory at Black Desert, tied 53rd. 74, 67, 71, 72. So that first opening round didn't do him any favors, but Nick Dunlop he was 7 under par, 55th. Jake Knapp, 56th. Those are some guys. That's a good young group right there that really wasn't in the mix. McCarty, Dunlap, and Knapp. Those are three guys to keep your eye on, and you never know. We'll be talking a lot about Dunlap coming up in, what, I guess next week is the American Express. So. Yep.
Defending champion.
Yeah, where he's the defending champ. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of, let's talk about the schedule. Run us through, Bob. Here we are on the West Coast Swing. And by the way, wow, what a terrible way to start the West Coast Swing with the fires in LA, the devastation there. It's just, man, hearts go out to everybody. That's we've both spent a lot of time living in and being in those areas, and it's it's heart wrenching to see what's taking place out there. But nevertheless, we have golf that is coming to the West Coast. What's it look like?
Yeah, so 2025 season, of course, we played this. The Sony is being played this week. We're on the weekend of that event. And then we go to Palm Springs for the American Express, January 16th through 19th. Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego will be the following week, the 22nd through the 25th. Then the second signature event or signature series event, January 30th through February 2nd, is the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And then we jump into February, Phoenix Open, February 6th through 9th, Tigers event, the Genesis Invitational, and that'll be the 13th through the 16th. Then February 20th through 23rd is the Mexico Open at Vidanta World, and then we head to Florida.
That's it. Just like that, it rolls through. So some of your defending champs, by the way, this week, Grayson Murray would be the defending champ. And that's a sad story, certainly in and of itself. But what a moment that was for him last January when he was able to win that event. $8.7 million purse. Nick Dunlap, as we said, will defend next week. Matthew Pavone, winner from France at the Farmers Insurance Open. That one, by the way, goes to CBS. That's the first one that CBS jumps in on, January 22nd through the 25th. Wyndham Clark is the defending champ at AT&T, but remember, that was cut short with the weather, so it didn't even play the final round. Nevertheless, he is still the winner, gets all the points and the money for that one. Nick Taylor won the Phoenix. Matsuyama, who we just talked about, won Genesis, and Jake Knapp won Mexico at Vedanta World. So those are your defending champs going along that schedule. And again, we've got NBC this weekend, Golf Channel and ESPN in the desert, and then CBS, Golf Channel, and ESPN Plus. CBS picks up at the Farmers, at Pebble Beach, at Phoenix, and then at Genesis. So we get that run of CBS, and then it bounces back to NBC starting at Mexico. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting, but you got both networks in on the coverage there. So I love this. Again, I'm just sick about what we're seeing out there in Los Angeles, but otherwise I just tend to love the West Coast Swing. It's one of my favorites. I think it's one of the more, I don't know, I want to say, like, I think there's just some sort of romance about the West Coast. Perhaps it's the celebrities that lent their names over the years and that type of thing, you know, to the old Andy Williams and, of course, the Bob Hope. Glenn Campbell and Bing Crosby and, you know, all that stuff. I don't know. I'm an old soul in a lot of ways. Yeah. And so I kind of like the history of that and the celebrity aspect to what they do in some of those West Coast events. But anyway, really, really cool stuff on the PGA Tour. That's what's taking place. Also, just a quick throwback. Or throw this in real quick. The Masters announced special invitations accepted this week by a couple of LIV players, Bob.
Yes. We have Nikolai Hjelgaard is a special invite into the Masters, as well as Joaquin Niemann. He got a special invite last year as well, but he gets another one this year to be able to play in the Masters once again.
Okay, we'll talk more about the Masters invitation criteria and much more coming up on the back nine, hour number two with America's favorite caddy. More news and notes coming up as well. But Rex Hager, Golf Channel, he was there at the first TGL event. He joins us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship-designed golf course is next level, with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle, but did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and joining us right now from Golf Channel and golfchannel.com, senior writer and reporter, our good friend Rex Hager joining us right now. Rex, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, and the off season was short and sweet, but here we go, huh? Another season underway.
That was 14 days well spent. I enjoyed my off season. I hope you guys did, too.
I mean, after a while, you just get bored of laying around, right?
No, I don't, but I'm glad the season's underway nonetheless.
All right, before we talk about the season and the PGA Tour, this week everyone's talking about TGL. We've got this new, entertainment in the game of golf, unlike what we've really ever seen before. What was your initial impressions watching TGL this week?
I've talked a lot about it. I think I'd rather hear your reactions and what you guys thought about it, because I was there, I was on site, and I will say this, it's sort of, this is a weird sort of twist to what you're asking me, but I have found that if you're on Twitter, X, what it's called now, and you're getting equal doses of criticism for your coverage and you're getting equal doses of applause for your coverage, you realize, oh, perfect. Like, I'm making both sides angry. So this is exactly where I want to be. I think I walked away from that first night and I'd gone down for media day, and I was, I think we've already talked about, like, I was so impressed with the facility they built, the SoFi Center, the tech that went into it, how they're going to handle this. And I came away even more impressed. Full disclosure, I have some friends that I worked with at the Golf Channel that handled the production, but I thought it went off really well. As a TV product, I was really impressed. The technology was as advertised. As someone who's in the live golf business, television business, I know how hard it is and how easy it is to have glitches, and they didn't seem to have any, or if they did, no one seemed to notice, which is really impressive considering how many moving parts they have. I don't know about you guys, but a 40-second shot clock in a two-hour window to play essentially a round of golf, I'm here for all of that. I loved how fast-paced it was. I love the idea that guys need to make a decision and just go after it. There was no delay. There was no sitting over the top of the ball and fidgeting. I loved all of that. And I didn't know how this was going to work out, so I will own it, that I felt like the actual competition itself was digestible. That what they did, I think it was easy for fans at home to understand. And I wasn't quite sure if it was going to be coming in. Now, that's the things I liked. There were certainly things that I didn't like.
Okay.
Well, let me, before you go there, I'll jump in there because I'm with you. Now, I got in a little late, so I didn't see it right off the top. And I think that would have been good because I was at, one of the first things I saw was, hey, this one's for two. You know, a putt, I think, I can't remember who it was. And the announcer, the play-by-play was for two. And I was like, okay, that sounds like basketball. I'm like, is this, how are they scoring this? So I missed the initial, you know, and I was like, this must be a carryover. No, there's no carryover. So aside from that, for a second to get oriented on what it was doing, I was like, little things like the spotlight on the green of where their golf ball was from the simulator. Like, that just was the coolest thing to me. Like, how great is that? I know the green moves, that's amazing. Even cooler. But the fact that once they walked away from the simulator onto the green and there was a spotlight for their ball, I don't know. I just thought that was pretty cool.
No, and it's not walking away. Like, that's the part that threw me. And again, I'd been there for media day, and we had Billy Horschel, who's in the league, and he's going to play in some of the matches. We had him on our podcast, and he sort of walked us through it. But until I actually saw it, and you're right, that light is probably the best place to start. If you watched, those paying attention, that if Shane Lowry, who was on one of the teams, if he teed off, the person who was playing next, let's say Wyndham Clark, he was hovering somewhere around the green complex and waiting for wherever it is that light was going to hit. Because the strategy there is, because the shot clock we just mentioned, that you play your shot as fast as you're comfortable with, because then you're going to put pressure on the other team to play their shot even faster. So I love the idea that we talk about how slow golf is all the time. And here is some sort of scenario, some sort of format, some sort of rules that makes them play faster, that makes them play with some sort of sense of urgency. I love that.
Okay. Well, and a lot of the players, you know, from Lowry to Ricky to all of them, they said that they would sign up absolutely for that shot clock on the PGA Tour. And think how fast guys would play. I mean, I can remember when my dad was playing on tour and he'd get – like he'd just make the cut and he'd only have himself in the first group out on the weekend. And he'd play his 18 holes in about 2 hours and 15 minutes to 2 hours and a half. And my dad was a fast player. So conversely, when you think about these guys playing a regular round of golf on the PGA Tour in twosomes, and it's taken them 4.5 to 5 hours, there's a lot of time there that needs to be accounted for, or guys need to account for, to keep this game more excited and more moving on and more lively.
No, to your point, that's a great point. All six players from both teams were asked point blank, like, what would you imagine would carry over from these matches to real golf, to PGA Tour golf, 72 holes of stroke play? And all of them said the same thing, 40-second shot clock. They were all for it because I think everyone understands that, yes, we're going to end up with some awkward situations. And I kind of saw it when I was down for media day at TGL a couple weeks ago, and just back in December, and they were sort of playing a simulated match, and Ricky Fowler was there, and he had grabbed a club from where their sort of bench area is and walked over to the hitting area, which isn't far, 10 yards maybe, and then realized that, nope, not the right club. By the time he walked back, they had to call a timeout because he was about to get called for a shot clock violation. Man, it's so cool, and it's such an easy thing to implement.
Rex Hager joining us here on Real Golf Radio, talking about TGL, which debuted this week. I thought the broadcast was awesome. I liked the way they let the players kind of be a little bit unscripted. It was a bit of a casual. You almost felt as a viewer that you were hanging out with the guys on the golf course, which is fun. I think they could have shown or highlighted the technology just a little bit more. I would have liked to have seen, like, the green. Like, I wondered if it could have, maybe this drags it on too long, but it could have been once you get to the green, you watch the green take shape. Like, you see a picture of it, and then they go to it, and you watch the green morph into that. Like, there was a lot of that stuff I wanted to see a little bit more of.
It's funny. I was texting with the producer. His name is Jeff Newbarth, and I used to work with him a long time ago at Golf Week. At Golf Channel. And I was congratulating him. Like, the broadcast went off really, really well. And he wanted no part of it because he said, we're on to next week and we need to do better next week. And I love that about the idea of, we're not going to sit on what this was. And I touched on the idea. There are plenty of things that I think they probably can do better. First and foremost, let's be perfectly clear. You and I, we're not their target audience.
Yeah.
Like, you and I, we like to watch 72 holes of PGA Tour stroke play golf. That's what we've been conditioned on. That's what our jobs are. This is for someone else. And so I understand where that's coming from. When they started playing over lava, that's when I kind of checked out. Because my mind was like, no, now we've kind of contrived this a little bit too much.
I actually like the crazy courses only from the standpoint that I think if it had been simulated real golf, like if they were playing Pebble Beach, for instance, or if they were, you know, courses that they already play, I think that would have been a little bit weak because I think there's a lot of people that would have tuned in and said, look, I'll just wait and watch them when they play the real golf course. So the fact that they had these like weird simulation type things actually for me, and again, you just qualified that we're not the target audience. So, but even for me, I was like, I kind of liked that. I liked that it differentiated itself. It wasn't trying to replace real golf. It was really owning its and staying in its lane, owning its own space, if you will. And I thought that was, yeah, I think they have to stay true to that because there's a lot of concepts around what they're doing here that doesn't necessarily translate directly to the golf course, but it still has enough elements to be part of what is known as golf and yet different enough to try to drag in some, you know, maybe fringe fans that wouldn't watch the traditional rounds.
That's perfectly fair. And I see where you're coming from. And I guess I know that they can build in the idea that you're playing in a 30-mile-an-hour wind or whatever the case may be. Like, they can do it just from a simulation standpoint. I would love the idea of maybe they play a links course with 30-mile-an-hour winds, and suddenly now you're playing shots differently, and I want to hear the interaction between the players. And I think that was the other thing to make the quick transition, that the only other real criticism I would have, and I'll put three caveats on it, I wanted to see more interaction between teammates talking about strategy, and I wanted to see more interaction between teams, maybe a little trash talking. Now, one team won 9-2, and that doesn't lead itself to a lot of trash talking. I understand that, and I'll also give them credit that we just sat and talked a long time about the fast pace of this, so there's not a huge window to sit and have long conversations. I get all that, but even Wyndham Clark said it after the fact when I asked him about it, like, they need to get better at trash talking and making this an entertainment product. This is not 72 holes of stroke play golf on the PGA Tour. They understand they need to be performative, and that's what I think they need to improve on.
Well, and part of that was when Ricky threw the flag down in front of
that was fun.
when he was trying to make his putt for birdie, you know, Ricky said, I'm not going to give it to you. And then he threw the flag down in front of him. And I thought that was pretty classic because that's something you'd see on the golf course when you're playing with your buddies and playing in a match. What did the people that were there, 1,500 people there, what did they think about it? What was the atmosphere like? That, you know, there was a lot of people yelling and that kind of thing. So that really goes against the norm of the PGA Tour where everybody's trying to be so quiet.
Yes. And again, we are not the target crowd here. I have sons that are in college, and I talked to them after I got home, and both of them watched, and they were very excited about it. Like, they loved the concept. Like, they want to go down to South Florida and watch one of these. That's what you're trying to do. And again, it's a small crowd. It's 1,500. It was a pretty loud crowd. And I will say, on the podcast, Ryan Lavery, my colleague, and I, we sort of disagreed. I felt like it was more enjoyable actually in the arena, because I think it would be fun to go down with some buddies and sit and have a beer and watch it and maybe be a little loud and be a little boisterous and see something that you normally don't see. He actually said it was a better TV product. And I see where he's coming from with that because of all the cool things that we talked about with the technology and everything they can bring to the table. I think those are two really good problems. Like if we're having that conversation, then TGL seems to be on to something.
Rex Hager joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So one of the things I got to ask you, and you don't sugarcoat things. And so I think this is fair. Like listening to ESPN, Scott Van Pelt, all of the different analysts, and I was listening to the radio on PGA Tour Network and everything that day. Everybody's commentary was, look, there's going to be some things about it that's going to be some, they're going to get better. You know, when things are new, it takes some time to develop. And, you know, they were very apologetic for maybe if you didn't like it the first time. And I couldn't help but contrast that to when Liv was about to kick off and nobody gave him a chance. Like, it was just like, this is going to suck and we hate this. And, you know, nobody's ever going to follow it. Now, I have been on the, I think this is going to suck part of the Liv opinion. But I just found it to be very interesting how differently or more positively it was supported. And I want to ask, is that because of the people who are involved, or is it because it's not trying to directly replace the status quo of what we're currently covering in the game?
I feel like you're channeling my colleague Eamon Lynch really well here. He did that the next day when we asked him about that, when we were doing a hit on golf today, where he kind of turned it into a Liv question, which is what he's really good at. And I will say to your question that what they want TGL to become is additive to the PGA Tour. I would argue that if Liv Golf embraced the same idea and that we are going to be additive to the PGA Tour, that we're not going to replace the Genesis Invitational or the Arnold Palmer Invitational or certainly any of the majors, that this is just something over and above what golf already is, that would probably have been a better route for them to go, because it goes back to what we talked about. Probably not for you and I. I'm a man of a certain age, and I'm probably not going to show up at that arena, the SoFi Center, and appreciate the loud music and the DJ screaming in my ear and the long commercial breaks and everything else, because that's not really the way I was conditioned to watch golf. There is a generation that I think will embrace this, and I don't know why ESPN would have been apologizing, because I think the actual broadcast part of it was the best part of it by far. I thought Matt Barry, as a play-by-play guy, did a great job. I'm a huge fan. We all are huge fans of Scott Van Pelt. Like, what an amazing person he is. Like, I've worked with him in the past. So I think that part of it was really good. And there's certainly things that they're going to improve on. And, for example, probably the one I would point out is there's something called the hammer. It's essentially a press, is what this is. But once the leading team, which was Shane Lowry's team, got a large enough lead, they would not throw the hammer because they knew, like, they're not getting it back. Well, now all of a sudden you have a situation where the thing you created to make these closer, because of the rules, it's not working out. So I would imagine this is before the end of this season, the rules will evolve, the competition will evolve, and they'll make it more entertaining.
Interesting.
A little more competitive anyway. Yeah, and by the way, I'm with you on that, on Scott. I wasn't being critical of anybody. I just found it to be a much more accepting presentation of what we were about to watch than the Liv thing. And I didn't see Eamon say that, but that might be the first time anyone's compared me to Eamon.
Compared you to Eamon last year. Yeah. So, no, I get that.
I guess maybe I'm doing something
Scott
right
Van
or really wrong.
I would argue Scott started his career golf channel. He is a golf guy. Trust me. When he talks about golf, everyone should listen, because he knows what he's talking about. He is probably like the three of us. Like, this isn't for us. And this probably isn't for Scott Van Pelt, so I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, he liked it, though. I mean, he was cool.
I'll tell you what, there's probably a lot of people trying to figure out if they could get in there to try a play in there.
Oh, they've got there'll be some big sponsorship opportunities, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the plan. And look, there's a greater vision that I imagine that they want to work to. The idea is to have the SoFi Center in South Florida, and then to build a similar facility in Dallas and a similar facility somewhere on the West Coast. That's the idea, to make this easier for the players. And I can imagine a scenario where each team could eventually have their own sort of arenas, and they could build what's good for their particular community. So, yeah, there's a big vision that would include the three of us getting together and renting out the venue for a night to go and have fun.
I love that.
I like that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Well, Rex, we're out of time, but I did want to ask you, Hideki Matsuyama, back to real golf, put on, I mean, Colin Morikawa said it best afterwards, right? Like, you know, that's really low. What did you make of that, and what are your expectations for Hideki now coming through the rest of the season?
That is not what Hideki meant. That is not what Colin Morikawa said.
I didn't want to. I'm not quoting directly.
Yes, it was much more in depth than that. He leaned into it a little bit more, and I tend to agree. I love the idea that when Hideki now is at his best, I can imagine a scenario where, wow, when he's at his best, and when Scottie Scheffler is at his best, that would be a fun match to see. However, I kept coming back to the idea that how come we never see Hideki at his best more often? And certainly you go back to last year, like he won two big events. Like, let's don't gloss that over. The Genesis Invitational, a signature event, Tigers event, like that's a big event. And then he won a playoff event in Memphis. Like, I am not dismissing what he did. You just don't see it on a consistent enough basis. And I think that probably has a lot to do with injuries that he's dealt with in the past. And there's parts of his game that we're going to continue to question until he gives us a reason not to question, specifically his putting. But man, when he's on, when he's doing what he did, like if you look statistically, no one touched him in the field. Like strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained tee to green, strokes gained putting, all of it was so good. And it really gives you an idea that imagine if he could do that on a more regular basis. That's what I would look forward to.
It was sick.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Well, Rex, we appreciate your time, man. Very generous. And hey, here we go. A new season, and we'll look forward to your great work on Golf Channel and golfchannel.com and the pod and all that stuff. So thanks for your time as always.
Appreciate it, guys. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rex.
Thank you. That was Rex Hoggard. That was an inside one. That was good. That was really well played. Joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Short break. More of the show next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Notre Dame clinched its spot in the college football playoff final after beating Penn State 27-24 in a down-to-the-wire thriller. The Fighting Irish knocked down a 41-yard field goal with just 8 seconds left in the game for the winning score. That field goal kick was set up after Penn State threw an interception. The NFL has announced hosts for the 2025 London Games in the regular season. The New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, and Jacksonville Jaguars will each serve as home teams for the games in London next season. Coming back to this season, NFL action for the playoff wildcard rounds kicks off tomorrow. The Texans will host the Chargers. Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson will go head-to-head as the Ravens take on the Steelers. Josh Allen in his MVP season will take on the Broncos. Eagles will look to fly high and get a win over the Packers. Baker Mayfield will go head-to-head with rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. And the Rams will take on the Vikings. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions both have first-round byes. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. And visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's time for one of the truly fun 3 days in the NFL, Wild Card Weekend, a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of playoff football, with a doubleheader on Saturday, a triple header on Sunday, and a Monday night showdown, now with a twist. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those who've lost their lives in the greater Los Angeles area due to the wildfires, and those who have been affected in some way by the ongoing tragedy in Southern California. I mention twist because the Monday night game between the Minnesota Vikings and host Los Angeles Rams has now been moved to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. We might have a play on that game as the weekend progresses, but we will have a play on the Saturday lid lifter in Houston as the Texans host the other Los Angeles team, the Chargers, at NRG Stadium. Let's take our 9-7-2 regular season record and go to work. The Texans rested most of their starters last weekend and still won to clinch the AFC South and thus get home field for this game. Those starters needed the time off. Houston is the most banged up of the two teams. Captain Obvious checking in here, but you obviously see more injuries in an 18-week season than the old 17-week one. The Chargers' defense has been their calling card this season, and we know the importance of that as we head to the postseason. But know that the Texans held opposing quarterbacks to an 83.7 passer rating, which is third best in the NFL. The Chargers are 6-3 in their last nine, while the Texans were sub-500 at 4-5. The Texans, though, have been positive money as an underdog under second-year head coach D'Amico Ryans, and home dogs in this first round have fared well, hitting over 60%, not getting the respect I think they deserve. Justin Herbert of the Chargers leaves Houston still looking for his first postseason win as a quarterback. Let's play the Texans plus +3. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome in to another back nine edition of the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. So good to be with you as always. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, and you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Rex Hager joined us in hour number 1. If you missed that, it's on our X feed as well as where said podcast can be found. Also coming up here on the back nine, hour number 2 of the show, it is America's favorite caddy. Stay tuned. He'll be joining us here in just a moment. We'll also continue talking about the TGL. What were your thoughts on that? Love to hear from you. Masters special invitations have been released. We got another vice captain for Keegan Bradley. We'll talk about that. And my golf spy decided that they were going to put a thread, 5 myths about golf balls debunked. I'm excited to go through this one with you, Bob.
Yeah.
And by the way, we can finally set the record straight from another source about the difference between the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X. This is a tough one.
I think we need to get Dean Snell on again.
Okay.
And ask him about those 5 things.
We could do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
He did.
We'll have to do that.
He did develop the very first Pro V1, but I don't know if he's going to want to necessarily talk about today's Pro V1, given that he has his own line of golf balls and is not with titles. But nevertheless, you're right. We could ask him about the different things on the compressions and all that kind of stuff. So it is interesting, but we'll get into that coming up.
And not too early picks for the majors.
Are we going to go way too early picks? We're going to bring the caddy in on that one, too? Way too early picks?
We do. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, will you actually keep track where we can find it when we finally get to April?
I already have spots written down on my paper.
Well, put it into... Don't use paper, Bob. It's 2025. Put it in your phone, and then we can actually find it when we need to call it up.
Once I write it down, I'll put it in my phone.
Okay, all right.
You got it.
All right, sounds good. Because if you don't write it down, whoever wins in April, I'm just going to say that was my way too early pick and give myself a lot of credit.
Yeah, you're taking credit for it.
Yeah, by the way, my biggest concern right now is Keegan Bradley's playing really good golf. Yeah. And I don't want him to make his own Ryder Cup team. I think that would be really bad for the team. Not that he's not going to be a successful player. I actually would love to see him as a player. I just don't want a playing captain. I just think that's...
Yes, yes.
I just don't want that. It's hard.
I think in my opinion, I think he would not play if he made it.
I agree with you. That would be baller move. Hey, all right, we'll talk about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together 2 iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com right now. As construction continues, you can come stay at Black Desert Resort as part of the preview period. You're going to get discounted rates. Come enjoy what the hotel and the resort has to offer. Get away and enjoy St. George this winter on the preview rate at blackdesertresort.com. The golf course is open. The restaurants are open. The hotel is open. It is absolutely beautiful. Did have a little bit of a windy spell that came through this week. It's a little bit chilly there for a bit, but overall, clear skies, blue skies, sunshine. Check it out, blackdesertresort.com. And by the way, there are still exclusive real estate opportunities available. Imagine owning a place where you can come and stay, and then when you don't want to stay or you can't be there, the resort has a rental program to help you rent out your unit while you're not staying in it. It's a great model. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. And thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. By the way, countdown is on. LPGA will be here in May. We're talking like 4 months. And we're going to be having LPGA golf back in Utah. Cannot wait for that. And then, of course, in October, the return of the PGA Tour to Black Desert. And it's great. I've been here this weekend at Black Desert, playing a little bit of golf later on today. So if you're down here, look me up. Be going off as soon as the show is over and playing a little golf this morning. So I'm excited about that. It's amazing when you take a good month, 6 weeks-ish off from the game, how you start to crave it, right, Bob? I always wondered, if you're not in a cold, like a regular seasonal climate, you know, how do you keep the kind of the fire burning the whole way? Because I definitely get worn out. Come, you know, my November, I'm like, I'm ready to put them away for a little bit and step aside. And now it's like, okay, I went back to the gym for the first time this week. I'm getting together with our dude at UVU to start the speed training again. I'm going to go speed training again, start stretching. And now I'm ready to just start getting some swings in, you know, just start, let's take the next couple of months and let's get ready to rock so that by the time March, April rolls around, we've got some golf shape. There's this a renewed energy or enthusiasm about the game. I love that.
Well, you said you wanted to, you felt like November, it's time to put the clubs away, but yeah, you can't when we see that blue carpet, you know, right before Thanksgiving in Jamaica.
That's true. Good point.
And
you saw how bad I hit it though.
I'm not going to say who, but we're making a trip down to San Diego at the end of the month too.
That's part of why I wanted to get in shape. So I think, you know what? It's okay. We can announce it. Kind of some big stuff here in 2025 for Real Golf Radio as we reconnect with some good friends at Cobra Puma Golf. And yes, we'll be having Cobra Puma Golf as part of Real Golf Radio. We're going to go down and do a full bag fitting. And I'm really excited about this, actually. I've been going through their clubs. Max Homa
offerings,
just made the switch. Of course, Ricky Fowler's been a long time. Lexi Thompson, so many others. And you know what? The irons look really good.
Yeah.
If I was to guess right now, I'm thinking King Forge Tech for you, Bob, and maybe me, and maybe King Tour for me right now. But who knows? We're going to go down. We're going to get fit. I'm going to put all the biases aside. We'll see what the numbers say. But the King MB Muscleback Blade is really sick. I don't think I'm going there at 50, no, nearly 51.
Musclebacks is tough. Yeah. Muscleblacks is tough. And the other thing is that new driver is supposed to be smoking.
Yes.
And I'm excited for that.
Well, it's got that new Adapt Fit. And so we can start, you know, see what that's all about. The DS Adapt. That's something that is going to be super cool to check out. Hose was telling us about it there in Jamaica. That was kind of cool. Reconnected with Hose in Jamaica, sat down, and he said, hey, we want you guys this year in 2025, and we're excited to be a part of it. So stay tuned. We'll be producing some content coming up from there. PGA Merchandise Show is coming up. We're, what, just over a week away from the PGA show in Orlando.
Well, same week as Torrey Pines in San Diego. Yep.
That's right. So here's something, Bob, that we're not going to the show this year, but if we were going to the show, I would be spending some time with launch monitors. I think this is the year I'm getting a launch monitor.
I know we talked about these the other day.
Yeah, but not on the show. So I just wanted to bring it. Yeah. So I'm looking at, like, well, what prompted it is we got a couple things. At Alpine Country Club, we're closing the range down after the middle of June because we're starting a renovation project where we're putting in a new practice facility. It's changing up a couple holes and the driving range is going to be closed for that rest of the second half of the season this year. And I think maybe all of next year. So we're going to go like about two seasons without a range. And I thought perfect opportunity to get a launch monitor so that if I'm hitting balls in, cause they're going to have like a net set up so you can warm up. So I can put that thing there and I can still see some numbers and be able to utilize it for practice. So during when I was watching TGL, Tiger was there and his commercials were playing for Full Swing, the monitor. And I actually talked to a guy this week at Black Desert who came in from Florida and he just put a whole new simulator in his house and he went with the Full Swing. That's what he put in. He didn't go TrackMan, he went Full Swing. So it made me start to think about it, and you can get Full Swing starting at like $5,000. So here's what I find it fascinating, Bob, is you've got TrackMan and you got GC Quad that are sort of the two pinnacles, and they're like $20,000 to $25,000 at the high end. But then,
what's the Bushnell launch monitor?
So the Bushnell, my understanding is made by GC. Wait, what's the company? Foresight?
Yeah.
Foresight that makes GC Quad. They actually make the Bushnell also, but they label it under, and it's a kind of a limited version of the GC. I think.
Yeah.
So you got GC Quad, which is what you'll see, you know, when we're following Tony out there in practice rounds, he's carrying that around. That's the $20,000 unit. Then they have a $5,000 GC3, which has just a little bit less technology. It's based on the number of cameras and stuff. So you got three versus four, right? And then they have the Bushnell, which is like $2,000, and it's kind of a light version of the three. That's my limited understanding. If you guys know differently, let us know at Real Golf. I'm probably butchering that a little bit, but that's my limited understanding. And then Garmin has entered it, and I've actually researched some of the small Garmin ones that are similar to the Mevo, like that $500 price range.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm at, Bob. I kind of think that the $500 ones, I'm going to be a little disappointed in. Like, it's just not going to quite be enough. I don't want to spend $20,000 or $25,000. So now that I've been kind of waiting for the technology to evolve in that $5,000 or under range, right? So like $2,000 to $5,000. That's kind of the range where it's like, let's take a look at something like that. So it feels like we're starting to get there with a multitude of options, including this Full Swing, GC3. The only one that really isn't going there is Trackman. Like, Trackman's like, we're the elite. We're going to stay there. So
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
As you're going through all this, you know, we know that all this technology is coming along or whatever, but I'll tell you what, after 25, 26 years, we're a long ways down from when we went and first hit golf balls the first time we got together when we started this show.
You remember the first time we hit golf balls? What do you mean? We're a long ways what? What do you mean by that?
Well, I can remember hitting golf balls on the range at Willow Creek.
Yeah.
And
you and me and Bake.
Yeah. And that was so long ago. And your swing pattern was different. You're a much better player, 100% better player now, or maybe even 1,000% better player now than you were then.
Boy, did I suck.
No. But it's interesting how now we've come to this point. And okay, I'm going to get a track or a launch monitor this year and everything. And, you know, of course you're a scratch or plus player now. And before you were, you know, a double digit handicap. Yeah. So, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to hear your excitement about the game and playing and equipment and techie stuff and all that kind of thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And people ask me like, oh, did you play in college? I'm like, I didn't. I played in high school in Burley, Idaho, because if you had the desire, you could play. And there was no making the team. You just went and played because there was like six of us. Yeah. And there were a couple of cute girls that were there in the water. That's why I wanted to hit. And you got a free range balls and a free nine holes every day after school.
There so you go.
Why wouldn't you go do
there
that?
There you go.
Which I'm glad why I did. Yeah, I tell people, I got good when I started hanging out with Bob, and he taught me a little bit about the swing mechanics as well as how to actually play the game. Because there's trying to hit it, and there's trying to make it in the hole, and then there's figuring out the puzzle that is the game of golf. There's course management, and there's short game, and all that kind of stuff. And so there's so many different shots that you can develop and ways that you can approach and practice. And so, yeah, I mean, I give you credit every single time. I learned so much just from being around you and the things you... I remember that Willow Creek session. That was the beginning of you teaching me basically how to play the game, and that's super cool. So... I appreciate that.
Yeah, and also being able to be around my dad and to be able to see how he played, you know, the limited number of times that we played together and with dad and that kind of thing. But to see him play and how he played a golf course and why he hit certain shots, and you caddied for him at Augusta and that kind of thing, it's all kind of cool stuff.
It is cool. But the only advice I got out of your dad was take 2 weeks off and then try tennis. So that's basically where he went with my approach. But all right, well,
you're not that good when you hit a good shot or make a good putt. You're not that good.
no, it's that's better than you know how. That was
the
line. That's
what it is. Yeah. That's what it was.
That's better than you know how. Yeah, that one's always stood with me as well. All right, we got to take a break. The caddy's going to join us next. I got the golf ball discussion still to come, and we'll get the caddy's take on TGL. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio, and it's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
The caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. You know him, you love him, you look forward to hearing from him every single week. Caddy, good morning.
Good morning, San Diego.
Oh, hey.
I guess that's where you might be.
La Jolla, to be precise.
Man, is everything okay there? No sparks coming from up north?
There's nothing like that down south. It's, fortunately.
Wow.
It's so beautiful here. This is the Chamber of Commerce. Best weather I've seen for a week. I've been here for several days. It is hands down the best weather I've seen in San Diego in my entire 25 or 30 years traveling here. It is so nice.
Wow.
Torrey is so good looking, and it's the rough's up, and I walked out there the first day and I looked out and I said, oh, this is like so good. It's almost, I don't want to say it's like, you know, Bob, when you walk into the Masters that first day every year, and it just hits you how beautiful it is and how perfect. I'm telling you, it had a little bit of that feel to it. That's hard to believe, isn't it, that I just said that? Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question for you then, Caddy, about that. It seems that Torrey Pines is a chameleon in that way. I mean, at times it is how you describe, and at others it's very average.
100% correct, but you have to consider that they get 4,650,000 rounds a year. I don't even know how they do it. And they overseed. Bob, do you know how long, if you're a desert person, you know that when they overseed, usually a course is closed for at least 2 to 3 weeks, if not a month, right?
Normally it happens around Torrey September.
Closes. Right. Torrey closes for 4 days.
Oh.
I'm not joking. It's incredible. Okay. I don't know how they do it. They're extra special here.
Well, but, there's no way you're going to say 4 days after an overseed that you're going to go get Torrey Pines in peak condition.
Well, just the fact that they can do it and it can survive.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know. They must have some super grass or something. Anyway, could you imagine, how about living near Torrey Pines? If you're in the county, I think it's the county, I don't know what the geographic area, but you can play there for pretty cheap. It's like $50. It's unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
It's not a bad muni. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's right up there with best in the country. It's got to be. If it's not the best, it's right there.
So there's two courses there, the north and the south. You like the north, too, since it's been redone?
I do, and I'm the kind of grumpy old person who always moans and groans whenever they change anything, right? But the north went from being a par 68, basically, during the tournament, where you had to shoot low, to now it's pretty good. It's not that easy anymore, and it's not, of course, it's not as tough as the South. The South is potentially the hardest course on tour, but it's pretty good. And they've got the rough, you know, they always have the rough up for the farmers, and they've got some rough, and it's been dry here though too. I mean, everywhere SoCal. So that's an interesting one for the players, because this is the rare opportunity when a short hitter, you know how Kisner jokes that he can't win at Torrey? Well, a Kisner could win at Torrey this year. It brings a lot more guys into the mix.
So, Caddy, are you hearing anything? We've sort of mentioned the fires up in L.A. It's devastating. I know some Riviera is close. Have you heard anything as far as what might happen with that tournament or that golf course?
I have no good intel on whether it's still okay. The fire was pretty close to it. I saw some pictures where it's on the hill behind it. I mean, it's not that far away. I do not know. I haven't heard anything. Mm. Think about those, Bob, think about those eucalyptus trees. They seem like they catch on fire in 5 seconds, don't they? I don't know. But
oh yeah,
it's certainly freaky, but hopefully it'll dodge it. As far as the tournament going on, I have no idea. I would assume it's going to go. It's a month away, but I really don't know how all this works with that. So
let me just ask you, this is a hypothetical. If the tour decided they needed to relocate that tournament, I don't think they want to skip that week, right? That's a pretty big week. Could they potentially put it somewhere like in Palm Springs or in, you know, like, look, the Chargers game's moving to, or the Rams game's, no, Chargers is moving to Arizona. So, like, is that something that they could do potentially is jump to another golf course? Or from the way you prepare, you're out there weeks ahead of the tour, getting the course ready, the books, all that kind of stuff. Knowing what you know about that, is that even feasible to relocate the golf course at a last-minute notice?
I think so. I think we've done it before. I don't know how much notice we've had, though, and I can't think off the top of my head, but I know we've switched a course for some kind of an emergency situation before. I think they'd want to keep it somewhere in the area if they could, I think. Think about it. If you can find a course that says, yeah, come on in for the week, all the rest of it, you know, maybe you don't have, maybe they can put grandstands up fast, but as long as the grandstand company is available to come and do it, but they do have a company, I think, that goes around doing it. So I'm betting with even 2 weeks notice, they could do it.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
it is, but that's also a guess. I really don't. I could ask, you know, I should have checked in with Andy, the tournament director guy, ops guy. He'd definitely know what's the answer to a question like that. Actually, he's Tory's guys, but yeah, I could find that out. But I bet, you know, one thing that really impresses me is sometimes we'll go to a course and it's just 2 weeks before the event. And it's really, you know, you're like, wow, the greens don't look great or it's not in great. And then it's just awesome for tournament week. The agronomist guys are miracle workers for that stuff. It's impressive.
Just the way they dial it in.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. It's no doubt about it. They haven't done it very, very many times, have they? But, yeah.
These guys are good.
Week to week, it's amazing. Last hour we talked with Rex Hoggard, and off the air we asked him what he thought could possibly happen. He thought possibly Sherwood or maybe someplace in Palm Springs, but that's just turning around and going back in there again. Like you said, you'd think you want to keep it in the LA area or whatever.
Well, Sherwood wouldn't be that much different than going to Riviera as far as just being close to devastated areas and things like that. It's a little more out of it, but yeah, I mean, Sherwood is, it's a pretty exclusive private club that could just decide all of a sudden, yeah, we'll do it. And they've had the Tiger tournament was there a lot. We played a bunch of events at Sherwood. So it's kind of like they know what they're getting right away and they don't have to do any extra wild stuff because it's, that would be certainly a candidate if it makes sense. But, yeah. Anyway, we're speculating on stuff that hopefully won't have to happen. So,
absolutely.
Hey, Caddy.
I mean, who doesn't want to go to Riv?
Yeah. Remember the year that Billy Mayfair won LA, beat Tiger in a playoff? Was that at Valencia?
Yes, it was. And that's another one. And that's further north. And I don't think there's anything going on anywhere near Valencia.
Yeah.
So we've done that one too. Yep.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, Caddy,
and there's La Costa.
There's La Costa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Caddy, hang on 1 second. We got to take a quick break. We want to talk to you about TGL and get your take on the majors coming up as well. Stay tuned. More with the Caddy next, right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one. Nice. Yeah. Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new Cobra DS Adapt drivers. The new Cobra DS Adapt drivers are engineered with Future Fit 33, which allows you to unlock more customization than ever before. Built with a larger hot face insert, it delivers robust distance and ball speeds. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Zions Bank. Zions Bank is for you and by Hoops Vision, where you can save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure from the pros at Hoops Vision and HoopsVision.com. Continuing now with America's favorite caddy. And Caddy, we got to ask you about TGL. That's the topic of the week. Everybody wants to, you know, weigh in on whether it was good, whether it was entertaining, what they liked, what they didn't like. Did you have a chance to sit down and watch any of it?
Yeah, the TGL. I unfortunately didn't get to watch very much. You can't help but be impressed with the stadium itself. I was asked to do a little work for that. I ended up not doing it, but so I knew a little bit about it, and I told one of the guys there. I said, "Hey, can you send me some specs? I think I want to build that as my home simulator. That's what I'm looking at." You know, I mean, that thing's pretty. Could you imagine running in there and hey, let's go to the stadium sim today? I mean, that's pretty cool, right? So we've got real grass on the iron shots, right? We got artificial turf on the drivers. Real grass on the iron.
Drivers, real grass.
Oh, it is.
Drivers and fairways, real grass. Real grass
the
for the rough.
Artificial.
Yes, the chipping areas around the greens. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one because that really kind of makes it a lot easier to chip, right? Because your lie is always good. It's the same thing every time. But no, it's pretty cool. I think what we need, and look, I unfortunately didn't get to watch much of it, but I heard that everybody kind of likes the speed of it. It goes quick and it's good. Was it a 30 minute show? Was that it?
No, it was
2 hours.
Oh, it's 2 hours. Did you know that it got higher ratings than the Duke college basketball game?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was 990 or something like that. 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not a bad sign. It's about entertainment. We're going there, right? It's more entertainment than competition
sure,
that everybody's
sure,
really into.
Yeah.
And so I want to see Snoop Dogg, Shaq, and Barkley doing the commentary. That's what I'm looking for. can we bring them in? I mean, they're the best, right? For that kind of stuff. So that's my hope. It's my hope and dream.
Maybe guest commentary. I don't know about every week.
Well, yeah, it gets old. I mean, everything gets old if you do it too much, right? It's a pretty cool thing to try. And I guess you just got to find out. Yeah, you got to find out if it's really going to work. I'm always a little bit pessimistic about anything outside of really compelling golf to watch. And for example, it's something you can't really make it happen. You kind of do make the majors happen. So that's 4 times a year. The Ryder Cup is a thing. Every once in a while, you get the average tournament on TV that's just spectacularly awesome to watch. But it's a confluence of, really, it's mostly about the story and the competition. That's what makes it great to watch. And the good example of that was the father-son this year.
Yeah.
Where Tiger and Longer are going up, you know, and I mean, that was some of the best fall golf TV. Everybody I've talked to is like, did you watch that? That was so good. Everybody loved watching that. And it was, you look at the group you had and just the fact that you got Longer being the age he was, and they're still, you know, it was just, that was good stuff. But you kind of can't make that happen. And that's just how it rolls. So,
speaking of good, how about Hideki last week? 35 under par.
Yeah. I was disappointed. He failed, in my opinion, because how cool would it be if someone could have been 50% under par for 72 holes, 36 for 72. And he failed me. I was not happy. I'm not happy with him. But he gave it a good shot. I'll give him an A for effort. Yeah. But then, you know, golf, you saw the Graham at Wildlife first round. After shooting 35 under and being basically flawless, there he is letting go of the driver after a swing on 9 where he probably hit it OB and let the driver fly into the ground. I mean, that's golf, right? He just go from the sublime to the ridiculous just like that in one day. It's just awesome.
Yeah, but the thing about it's Hideki awesome. Is he could let it fly and helicopter into the crowd and it'd be right down the middle of the fairway or 3 inches from the hole. You never know about that guy.
Yes, he is the all-time can't pay attention to body language after a shot guy.
So
there's no doubt.
So after what you saw there with Hideki and Morikawa, let's just go with that right there. Are you picking one of those two guys to win a major this year?
It certainly doesn't hurt to have your game in that kind of form, because it does tend to portend good things to follow, for sure. Their stock went up for the major potential this year, for sure.
I know we're way too early here, but you look at Colin Morikawa. He's 2 times a major champion. Didn't win last year, although people will say he shot the lowest score in the tour championship. So he, you know, there's that. He's playing in his, if I have this right, Morikawa's playing in his 6th Masters this year. And guess what the average number of attempts before your first Masters is? 6. He's got 2 top 10s. He's got as low as a tie for 5th. I don't know. Morikawa's looking pretty good at Augusta right now, in my mind.
Yeah, I pick Morikawa more for Oakmont than Augusta.
Yeah, but you already have a pick for Oakmont.
Well, yeah. The reason I like Scotty at Oakmont is because he just doesn't drive it that crooked. And you can't, you know how you could hit it pretty far offline at Pinehurst and you were in the stuff, but you could play out of it? You cannot get away with that at Oakmont. They've got those famous ditches or whatever we want to call them on the side just to mess with you. The bunkers are significantly difficult to play out of. The rough's going to be wedge it out rough. You can't hit it that far offline at Oakmont and be successful. You just can't. And so that's where Scotty really excels. And it has length, you know, it has enough length. And Oakmont has some length to it.
Yeah.
So, do you know if you play Oakmont? I believe the number was, I got a buddy who's a member there, and I think what he told me, if you shoot 78 from the back tees 50% of the time, that's your low score. You're a plus handicapper. That's how hard Oakmont is. That's all you need to know about how hard that place is.
That sounds
like that place beat you up, man.
I mean, you break 80 and you're a scratch 50% of the time. That's all you have to do.
Sign me up for 3 rounds. I'll take it.
Bogey half the holes and you're a scratch player.
Okay, before we get to Oakmont, though, let's talk Masters real quick. So the guys that I like, Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy. McIlroy's playing his 17th Masters. Sergio won on his 19th attempt. That's the most attempts before the first. So he's kind of creeping up on that, some of those numbers, right? So you got Rory, you've got Morikawa, Xander, who was runner-up in 2019. He's now got 2 majors on his belt, and he'll be playing his 8th Masters tournament. So he's top 10 in 3 of the last 5 years. Right now, sitting this far out, those 3 guys would be hard to if you said, hey, I'll only give you 3, those would be 3 pretty good ones.
So I'm a big Rory fan, and I really want him to win the Masters. But as we know, there's a history in golf. Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, they couldn't get the fourth major as good as they were. And I think that may be Rory's thing. I think he may be that can't get the fourth major guy. So I'm going with, of those three, I'm going with Shoffley at Augusta. I like Shoffley at Augusta big time. Big time.
Who are you picking, Brian?
I hadn't decided. I was just saying I like those three guys. I haven't decided on who, but yeah, you're right on the Shoffley category. When you start looking at some of the history that he's had there, he made in 2019 when he finished second, he made 25 birdies. That's tied for second most, right? So, I mean, the guy knows how to get it around that golf course, and now he's not searching for that first major. So what you just said is interesting, where you've got Rory chasing the career Grand Slam. You don't have, and he's had so many opportunities and hasn't closed the deal. And then you've got Xander, who's like, hey, he's new to the major club. Let's go. Let's just keep this thing rolling. Let's win another one, you know, kind of feeling. I just feel like, as mental as and emotional as golf is, aren't those just two completely different mindsets with two extraordinarily great players, but coming into it with different sort of expectations?
Exactly what I was going to say. Shoffley's mental situation there is so much, it's 180 degrees to Rory. It's so much easier, you would think, for him, because it's like, okay, let's go win the Masters. This is going to be fun. I got nothing to lose. Nobody's expecting anything. Let's go. And whereas Rory's like, I only have so much time left. I've been there so many times. It's going to get me the Grand Slam. There's only five people who have done. It's a way tougher mental hurdle for Rory than Xander. Of course, we don't know what's going on in their heads. These guys are pretty good. They are probably far mentally superior to anything I've ever experienced personally doing anything. Because when you're that good, you are mentally really good. But I'm just saying, Xander's got it easier on that metric than Rory does for the Masters.
I'm rooting for Rory.
We know Bob's rooting for Rory. Bob is rooting for all things career Grand Slam.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got to root. I mean, yeah, it's hard not to root for Rory. And so we had a couple guys. Rory was one, and Tiger was one. When they were on their A-plus game, it was over. No one else's A-plus game could beat Tiger and young Rory, right? So what about, is that still the case? If Rory goes on his A-plus game, are there now a few guys like Bryson? Like,
you had
Shoffley,
to throw Bryson in there, like, didn't you? He went right to Bryson. Do you see what he did there? Wow.
He went right to him.
Wow.
Hey, when Bryson's on his A-plus game, he's scary good.
Right, but it's the fact that they went head-to-head at Pinehurst for the U.S. Open last year, and he dropped that one right in the open wound. Well done.
Yeah, but I would say Rory was close to his A-plus game at Pinehurst, but he wasn't congressional A-plus. He wasn't young Rory A-plus. So, but I think that's the thing, though. There's a handful of guys who Rory could be A-plus and still get beat by now. And that wasn't the case earlier in his career. There's not one guy, not even Scheffler, on his A-plus game is just going to run away with it like Tiger would. Those other guys can still do it. There's like a handful of them, right?
Okay, I like what you're saying.
Those four guys.
I like what you're saying. So as good as Scheffler is, if there's a handful of guys you're talking about, if they're on their A-plus game, like what Hideki did, like those guys, yeah. Those guys can run away. Where back in the day, if Tiger was on his A-plus game, you're not touching it.
Forget about it. And Rory was like that a lot too. I mean, even a couple of years ago, even a couple before Scotty became Scotty. If Rory was on his A-plus game, he was winning. And I just don't think that's the case now. Mm. So
interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bob?
I kind of agree with him. I think if Scotty's on his A-plus game, nobody's gonna get close to him. And I think he's right in that mold with, like, what you were saying, Caddy, with Tiger and also with Rory. Scotty is just, he's amazing to watch. And with what he's able to do, hitting fairways, hitting greens, chipping, putting, the whole nine yards. He's like that one-man scramble team that we've talked about before.
Yeah, I could be a little off base about saying that Shoffley and Rory with A plus game can beat Scotty with A plus game. You may be right there, because we don't, that's the scary thing about Scotty, is we don't necessarily see the A plus game in all facets very often, do we? And he still wins by three or four.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. But, well, look, the sign of this, the A plus game dominating that no one can beat you, is when you win a big tournament by five, six or seven shots, right? That's when you know you're that A plus guy. And I think, you know, I don't know though. I think that maybe what I'm thinking is that Scotty gets to his almost A plus game, but he doesn't quite get to the A plus game very often. Tiger and Rory would have more A plus performances than as good as Scotty is. I mean, his A plus B game is pretty awesome. But yeah. So maybe that's where I'm thinking.
All right. Well, listen,
I don't know. I'm getting very confused now.
Now you're talking in circles. That's okay. So we hit a little bit of Oakmont. We hit Augusta. Well, next week we'll talk about the PGA coming up at Quail Hollow, and then we'll talk about the Open Championship in Ireland, and we'll kind of start to narrow some players down and see if we can get our way too early major championship picks. Caddy, great stuff as always, man. Hey, just try to take it easy out there at Torrey Pines in a Chamber of Commerce day, will you?
I was just thinking of that. I just can't even explain. If you're back in the Northeast, I know it's snowing and it's nasty, and I grew up there, and I feel for you. But sorry, it's really nice out here. I really wish I could send some sunshine to everybody. It's so nice.
Every time you're on the show, you send sunshine, Caddy. Nice job. Well done.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, and that'll do it for us. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. As always, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.